John McCain pays a visit to the Naval Academy today, where, as he's fond of saying in speeches, he graduated fifth from the bottom of his class. The Republican nominee is telling his life story through his campaign stops. Yesterday, he stopped at a Washington, D.C. area high school, where the admiral's son was so combative that at the high school, he earned the nickname Punk.
But I believe if my detractors had known me here on the Hill, they might marvel at the self-restraint and mellowness that I have developed as an adult, or perhaps they wouldn't quite see it that way.
Decades later, Senator McCain still has a reputation for quarreling, but he's also shown an ability to work with Democrats. NPR's Scott Horsley reports that part of John McCain's life.
Even before he was elected to Congress, John McCain worked on Capitol Hill as the Navy's liaison to the Senate. His office in the Russell Building was a popular hangout for Senate staffers and for some of the senators, too.
We used to go down maybe once a month or so, put our feet up and talk.
That's former Colorado Senator Gary Hart. Even though Hart is a Democrat, he and McCain got to be friends, and Hart later served as an usher at McCain's wedding. McCain's father had also been the Navy's liaison to Congress in the 1950s. Hart says the younger McCain seemed like a throwback to that less partisan era when politics stopped at the cocktail hour and at the water's edge.
It was very much my impression that that's who he was, where national security and the defense of the nation was involved and support for the military, that you didn't see it as one party versus another. You saw it as a consensus national endeavor.
A few years later, in 1982, McCain won his first election to Congress. It was early in the Reagan Revolution. But when other, more fervent House Republicans stormed the political barricades, McCain held back. He writes in his memoir that he often agreed with Republicans like Newt Gingrich and Vin Weber, who formed the Conservative Opportunity Society, but he had reservations about what he called their scorched earth tactics and refused to join. Weber says, in hindsight, that was no surprise.
He does value tremendously and has shown over his career an ability to work across party lines. And the purpose of the Conservative Opportunity Society was explicitly to confront the Democrat majority and help bring us to majority status of our own.
Another group member, Dan Lundgren, says McCain's decision not to join was more style than substance.
John McCain could reach across the aisle and talk with people, but he also felt that, you know, we were on one team and they were on the other.
Indeed, the American Conservative Union gives McCain a lifetime rating of more than 82%. But his work alongside Democrats is what McCain's best known for, whether it's teaming up with Russ Feingold on campaign finance reform, working with Joe Lieberman on global warming, or as part of the Gang of 14 senators, both Democrats and Republicans, who brokered a compromise on President Bush's judicial nominations. That work with Democrats has earned McCain lasting suspicion, even animosity, among the most conservative Republicans. GOP rival Mitt Romney tried to capitalize on that during the primary.
McCain-Feingold, McCain-Kennedy, McCain-Lieberman are all three liberal efforts. I guess I think there's going to be a real battle here for which way the Republican Party is going to head.
McCain won that battle, in the primary at least. And at a town hall meeting in San Diego last week, he argued that Americans are tired of so much partisan gridlock.
In case you all missed it, the latest polling numbers of approval rating of Congress, I think, were 24 or something like that. You get down that low, you get down to paid staffers and blood relatives. People want us to work together.
Early on in his House career, McCain was taken under the wing of longtime Arizona Congressman Mo Udall, a Democrat. He writes that Udall was uncommonly generous in helping a member of the opposing party because Udall believed he and McCain could accomplish important things together. Udall's son Mark, now a Democratic congressman from Colorado, says McCain has followed his father's example. The two shared a Western pragmatism, Mark Udall says, and they shared a military background as well.
And you serve in the armed forces, the last thing people care about is your political party affiliation. The first thing you care about is keeping faith with your brother and now today your sister next to you. Then your allegiance is to the United States of America.
McCain picks up that military thread today when he visits Annapolis and his old Navy flight school in Pensacola. Scott Horsley, NPR News.